This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I was surprised. You know, my boys are kind of grown up. And so, I'm really glad that they like Disney. They are big Disneyland fans. They don't really know much about Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck, you know, because they didn't really grow up with those cartoons. They didn't really, I guess there was like a Disney Channel, but they weren't really, really into that. They did, though, like a lot of the Disney movies. And Aladdin, that's going to be coming out as with real people, we are like really, really psyched about that. I think that comes out next May. So super, super excited about that. So I guess when there was a Disney movie, my kids were like, yeah, let's go check it out. And I was like, all right, you know, it seems a little girly, but, you know, it's all right, we'll go see it. And it was The Nutcracker and The Four Realms. And it was good. I don't know. I think Keira Knightley, who I really liked, I liked Keira Knightley from Pirates of the Caribbean. I thought she was a little too over the top and, you know, she was, I don't know, she sounded too sexual with the toy soldiers, and that kind of bothered me because it was a kid's movie. But other than that, I really don't have a lot of criticisms except for the one criticism I always have with Disney movies, a parent's dead. They have to have this sad shadow over these movies, and I really never really got that until I did a little bit of research. So, The Nutcracker and the Four Realms, mom, and I'm not ruining the movie for you, just very early on they make it well known that mom's dead. And the family is still in mourning. And again, for a Disney movie, you're like, really? Do we really have to be dealing with that? But I guess it does seem to make it more bittersweet. Maybe we're supposed to cry in Disney movies. I don't know. But it's inescapable. If you look at Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, apparently Snow's biological mom died and is replaced by the evil queen, who is her stepmother. Now, I haven't seen Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. That came out in 1938. I think I might have seen it once in the 70s. So maybe I'll see it again. Maybe there'll be more clues. But Snow White, mom had died. Dumbo. Dumbo was apparently parentless. Dumbo's a little baby elephant. Where's his parents? That was back in 1941. In 1942, Bambi. We all know what happened to mom. And I apologize, I wrote an article on this, so you will see some graphic content. In 1950, in Cinderella, remember there was the wicked stepmother and the wicked stepsisters? And the stepsisters had big, ugly feet? Yeah. That I didn't like because I had big feet as a kid. I still do. I have size 10 feet as a woman. Size 10. So I always feel like, you know, if you had to be pretty, you had to have Cinderella size 6 feet. My foot never looked like Cinderella, even as a baby. So I already had a complex. But anyway, she's motherless. 1951, Alice in Wonderland. It's been postulated that Alice was orphaned and she and her sister had to be taken care of by a governess. In 1963, The Sword of the Stone, Arthur, is a 12-year-old orphan boy. The Jungle Book came out in 1967. Mowgli, obviously found parentless. 1989, you had The Little Mermaid. Ariel's mother, apparently Queen Athena, was killed. So her father, Triton, had to raise her and her sisters. 1992, Aladdin. I did some research. Aladdin, I thought, was the only movie where there wasn't a dead parent. I was wrong. Princess Jasmine apparently lost her mother. So, yeah, Tarzan, Lilo from Lilo and Stitch, Emperor's New Groove, Cusco, all lost their parents. 1994, we all remember Mufasa. Apparently Pocahontas, in 1995, her mother passed a while back. We're told in the movie. And then Finding Nemo, again, the mother, I mean, they don't show it, but not as graphic as Bambi, but boom. So, why all the gloom in Disney movies? Well, one theory came forward a while back when Disney producer Don Hahn was being interviewed by Glamour magazine. And he said that Walt Disney did lose his mother when he was younger, which is something we all kind of guessed. How? Well, back in 1938, young Walt Disney was successful from Snow White and from some of his works. So he purchased a home for his parents. And who wouldn't? You know, he's making money, he's happy. And so he got a home for his parents. Well, the gas furnace was faulty. So he sent some guys from the studio to go and fix the furnace. Unfortunately, the repair wasn't adequate. And I guess the furnace leaked. And we don't have a lot of the details, but apparently his mom and his father asphyxiated. The father recovered, but the mom didn't. Flora called Disney, so the mom died. So they believe that Walt Disney never got over this tragedy and felt that he was the cause. So what he did is he would dedicate each movie. And I guess, because he lost his mom. His mom was, I believe, 70 at the time. He would maybe interweave it to all the stories. Now, another theory is that Disney wanted to mix fairy tale with reality. And, you know, many children do face a lot of, you know, reality. He didn't want it to be completely fairy tale. So he wanted to add a sense of realism to the stories. And then another theory is he wanted children to feel like heroes. And in all these films, children battle evil without the help of mommy and daddy. So that would infuse a sense of empowerment to his target audience. You know, and if you notice, even with a lot of these movies in modern day where the parents aren't killed off, the kids are separated from the parents when they have to fight evil. Because it's not a really good movie and kids don't like it when mommy and daddy have to help. So, if the Disney movies are basically trying to celebrate the triumph of a quest of a parentless child, that I would probably find more palatable than Disney just wanting to have the gore of killing off a parent. But it's, and again, the Nutcracker, she seems to go on her quest without her mom or her dad. And so I think that's what they're trying to do. And so I hope that kind of sheds some light on the whole mystery of why Disney movies have to be gloomy. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. When we come back, your pets can pick up cancer. How? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this story has been making headlines where a woman says that her rescue cat has actually turned around and rescued her. An Oregon woman, Michelle Pearson, claims that her cat, Mia, who she adopted a few years back from the Humane Society, one day pounced on her chest, sniffed her breast, and then directed her owner's attention to the breast. Days later, Michelle had, from what I understand, Pearson felt her breast, noticed a lump, went to the doctor, and days later was diagnosed with breast cancer. So she said, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, she just got up on my chest and she sniffed the breast and then looked in my face. Sniffed the spot again and looked in my face. And I tried to shove her off and she came back and just laid down on that right breast. She just looked at me like I'm trying to tell you something. So she feels her rescue cat actually rescued her. Now, there was another case where a woman said that the cat licked her breast. This was Nancy Best in California. Her dog, actually not her cat, her dog. Her dog named Mia wouldn't stop licking her chest. And she was eventually diagnosed with breast cancer. So, wow. You know, animals having this sense, animals having this sixth sense or seventh sense, or just having a sense that to us is in a new dimension, is not the first time we've heard this. You've heard of animals biting off necrotic toes. Now, they like the taste of sugar. It's sweet. So no wonder, you know, they'll be licking a diabetic toe. But there was one case where a woman had a mole. And the dog, this was back in 1989, there was a case report. And the dog kept trying to bite off this mole on her leg. And it ended up being malignant melanoma. You know, my husband's family had a standard poodle. Some of the smartest dogs out there. And with the standard poodle, the poodle would love everybody. Would just bark and play with everybody. Never heard a vicious bark out of her mouth. But one of my husband's best friends, when he came over, she was just vicious. And so, later, eventually, within a couple years, he was diagnosed with a brain tumor. Eventually died. And my husband brought that up later, saying, you know, he was the only one that the dog would bark at. How did the dog pick up the cancer? So can pets detect cancer? Well, PBS and Nova reported that dogs could smell 40 times better than humans, with over 300 million olfactory receptors in their nose. 300 million. So they could smell 40 times better than humans. That is a huge magnification. They could smell parts per trillion, a keen sense that is sharp enough to pick up cancer cells. Now, somebody could say, whoa. So cancer cells have a smell? Well, Healthline reports that cancer cells raise polyamine levels. Polyamine levels do come with an odor. Plus, if let's say a cancer cell does start to suck up, you know, blood vessels and, you know, start to recruit a lot of body, tools or assets, and your immune system tries to get involved and fight it off, that could also produce a smell. 2011, there was a study in the journal Gut where laboratory retrievers were able to sniff out colon cancer in 97% of stool samples. Then the Italian Ministry of Defense's Military Veterinary Center, they were successful in training German shepherds to recognize prostate cancer proteins in urine to up to 98% accuracy. Now, some of you will say, well, I don't have a pet German shepherd. I don't have a cat. I don't have a lab. I have a pigeon. Well, don't feel left out. There was a University of Iowa study that found pigeons to be trained to detect breast cancer cells to 85% accuracy. All right, so what does this mean? Well, a lot of you are thinking, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia, I come home and all the dog does is sniff and lick me. I get that. It doesn't mean you have testicular cancer or breast cancer or lymphoma. I wouldn't panic, okay? Dogs do like to lick and sniff. That's what they do. Okay, I get that. But if your animal really persists on a body part and just doesn't let something lie, just doesn't let it go, like a mole or a toe or something, you got to listen to it. And you know, one thing that's very interesting about animals, like Uzi. So I have a little dog, Uzi. She's a little puppy. And she'll go into the garbage. And I'll tell her no. I'll go, Uzi, no. So she looks at me, and she stops. But something about dogs, which is a life-saving, could end up being a lifesaver, but it drives you crazy, is when you tell Uzi no, or any other pet no, you mean that, like, permanently. When I say no, that means for the rest of her life, she's not supposed to go into a garbage. But to the dog, she thinks that's just for the next 15 seconds. So for 15 seconds, she'll be like, okay, mommy said no. And then she'll go back. Now, is it a memory issue? Is it that she's stupid? Nah. I don't know if she's really stupid. I think what it is she's fixated on something. And when animals are fixated on something, they don't care what the consequences are. Mommy getting mad, daddy throwing a shoe, big dog going over and, you know, trying to see what they're into. Because, you know, we had big dog, Apollo, before he died. And if Uzi found something yummy, the big dog would run up to it. And I'm like, she needs to be more smart. She needs to wait till Apollo's asleep or in a coma or something, but before she does that, because he will bounce her out of the way and then eat the eats that she wanted to go after. But no, something about animals is when they fixate on something, they will fixate on it, like these pointer dogs, these dogs that you take hunting. So animals being trained to sniff out cancer can be really, really cool. The only thing is it's not very practical. It's going to take a lot of training, and what? We're going to train Uzi, our dog, to pick up breast cancer? What about prostate cancer? What about colon cancer? See, each cancer is different and may have a different smell. And there's just not a lot of practicality to it. Then you could say, well, then what you do is you have these animals work in the lab. Well, no, because you could look at a cell and know it's cancerous. Now we have tests that work faster than you training a dog or animal. So everybody's really, really excited by this idea that, you know, wow, you know, animals can pick up cancer. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to pick up your particular cancer and it's going to be 100% all the time. Now, skin cancer deaths among men have soared. Apparently, since 1985, mortality rates have been rising, even among women too, but not as high as men. And they think that men maybe are less likely to protect themselves from the sun. Women may wear hats. They may wear, you know, moisturizer with sunscreen. But men are like, I'm a guy. I'm not going to put on lotion. I'm a guy. Well, more than 90% of the melanoma cancers are caused by skin cell damage from UV light. 10% of melanoma, no. So you still got to look in the tushy and look under certain areas to find melanoma. They say in 8 of 18 countries examined, men's skin cancer death rates increased over 3 decades by at least 50%. In 2 nations, Ireland and Croatia, it doubled. Sharp jump in Spain and Britain, the Netherlands, France, and Belgium. In the U.S., male melanoma mortality went up by 25%. So skin cancer rates, is it because the ozone hole? There's an issue with ozone? Well, in Australia, they say that Australia thinks their issue is from a depletion of UV filtering ozone in the stratosphere. And they've had public health campaigns to make Australians acutely aware of the dangers. They say there's an ozone hole over Australia. Now, skin cancer death rates among women in 85 in Australia occurred at half the rate for men. And then it declined by 10% over the last 30 years. So it may not be an ozone issue. It may be some people just don't want to lather themselves up with sunscreen. It may be that there's been such a push for vitamin D that people are saying, no, 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 I want sun. You might have some people think, well, you know what, I'm not scared of skin cancer because we could treat it. So you guys got to cover up. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net, the right place to be.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
USA Radio News.
Democratic and Republican candidates nationwide will continue to make their final pitches to voters before Tuesday's midterm elections. President Trump is scheduled to attend a series of rallies later today to give a final boost to GOP Senate and gubernatorial candidates. The president was also on the road over the weekend.
There is an electricity in the air, the likes of which I and you have not seen since the 16 election.
U.S. sanctions on Iran were reimposed on Monday. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had a message for anyone who decides they're going to go against the sanctions and do business with Iran.
I promise you that doing business with Iran in defiance of our sanctions will ultimately be a much more painful business decision than pulling out of Iran and it being connected to Iran entirely.
The reimposed sanctions will hit Iran's energy, shipping, and financial sectors. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. I do like an energy drink. I do. And I will have, I hate to say this, I got one right now. I can't lie to you guys. I'm too honest. I really should keep some things to myself. But right now, I'm drinking a Red Bull sugar-free energy drink. It has 5 calories. No fat, has 105 milligrams of sodium, which is 4% RDA, 3 grams of carbs, no sugars, but it has 100% niacin, 250% vitamin B6, pantothenic acid, 50%, vitamin B12, 80%, really, 80% B12, all right, vitamin C, vitamin A, not recommended for kids. It says in very, very small letters. And it has carbonated water, citric acid, taurine, sodium, I can't even read all this, magnesium. I'd really like to know where the sugars are coming from. It says sugarless or sugar-free, but there are calories in this. I'm not really sure where that came from if it's sugar-free. But I do drink a little Red Bull. And the caffeine, it doesn't say how much caffeine is in this, but we looked at caffeinated beverages, and we found that a caffeine drink like Red Bull or Monster, etc., was really, really similar to a cup of coffee. And so I'm going to pull up the caffeine content of your Starbucks, okay? And actually, it's worse than some of these energy drinks. But then why on earth would there be heart issues and all these, shall we say, health risks with Red Bulls? So, or energy drinks. Well, according to this latest study, they found just one energy drink was enough to cause heart problems. It narrows the arteries. It can increase the risk of blockages and cause heart attacks. Now, some of you guys are like, what? Wait. And I'm like, no. The reason why is if you have a clogged artery and you introduce a stimulant like caffeine and your arteries narrow, then you're going to have less blood flow going to the heart. Now, an 8-ounce cup of coffee has about 100 milligrams of caffeine. Some of these energy drinks have 80. An 8-ounce Starbucks coffee has 165 milligrams of caffeine. Now, what's safe? Well, Consumer Reports tested 27 popular energy drinks. 11 did not list the amount of caffeine on the label. Among the 16 products that did, according to WebMD, 5 had more than 20% more caffeine than the label claimed. 1 had 70% less. So when we're told that your energy drink has about 80 milligrams of caffeine, are we 100% sure? Now, Consumer Reports said safe limits of caffeine are up to 400 milligrams per day for healthy adults. So technically, one energy drink should be okay. But I'll tell you why it's not. They say 200 milligrams a day for pregnant women. So pregnant women have to have half the coffee or half the caffeine as a non-pregnant person. And up to, I don't know if the ACLU will be all over that one or not. We'll see. And then children should not have more than 45 to 85 milligrams per day for children, depending on the weight. Now, where do kids get their caffeine? Well, Coca-Cola. There really is no reason for a kid drinking Coca-Cola. Now, according to Consumer Reports, 5-Hour Energy had 6 milligrams of caffeine. I would think there'd be more. Rockstar had 80 milligrams of caffeine. Red Bull, 83. Venom had 110. Full Throttle, 210. Now, 5-Hour Energy Decaf had 6. That 5-Hour Energy drink Decaf, then I guess it's because of the vitamins. Regular 5-Hour Energy had 215 milligrams of caffeine. 5-Hour Energy Extra Strength, 242. Rockstar Energy Shot, 229. Now, if you remember, Monster Energy was a drink blamed in a lawsuit for the death of a 14-year-old. That had 92 milligrams of caffeine per 8-ounce serving. But when you look at a cup of coffee may have 100 milligrams of caffeine. Starbucks, 165. So why aren't people dying or having issues with coffee? Well, it's simple. My energy drink is room temperature or cold. Do you think I drink it at the same pace as a cup of coffee? Now, I do. I've been sipping this sucker for the last 3 hours, and it's only half full. So I go really, really slow. But the average person that drinks one of these, they pound it. They guzzle it. And so what ends up happening is you get a bigger bolus of that caffeine. That will narrow your arteries, raise your heart, raise your blood pressure, and raise your heart rate. Scientists led by Dr. John Higgins at the University of Texas in Houston said that as energy drinks are becoming more and more popular, it is important to study the effects of these drinks on those who frequently drink them and better determine what, if any, is a safe consumption pattern. Should you sip it? Should it be something that you drink over ice? I don't know. Whenever you drink a soda pop over ice, you're actually drinking less, right? Because they fill up the thing with ice. I went to Chili's one day, and I like Chili's, nice restaurant. But whenever you order any of their drinks, their watermelon cooler or watermelon margarita, they fill it so much up with ice that you really get less drink. And I don't mean to bag on them. I love their food. I'm a big fan of Chili's. They have TV so I could watch the games. It's just their drinks are over-iced. And having bartended a little bit, I don't like that. Give a person a good drink. But that's just how things go. So, I know. Do as I say, not as I do. Don't drink alcohol. So, energy drinks could damage your vessels. Now, the researchers in this study singled out caffeine, taurine, sugar, and other herbal ingredients. And this taurine and the other herbal ingredients, we don't know what the hell they do on the linings of your arteries and veins. Now, they say energy drinks contain about 80 milligrams of caffeine, roughly the same as 3 cans of Coke or a cup of instant coffee. But they could also contain high levels of sugar. Not mine because I have the sugar-free. And they say just 1.5 hours after drinking an energy drink, a person's blood vessels have narrowed. Ultrasound measurements revealed before guzzling the drink, a person's vessel dilation was 5.1% in diameter, and then it shrank to 2.8% afterwards, suggesting acute impairment in vascular function. All the volunteers taking part in the study were in their 20s. They were non-smokers and had no previous health problems. It's not the first time energy drinks have been linked to heart problems. So, if you're at risk for a heart attack, if you really aren't the most highly oxygenated person, you gotta stay away from caffeine. Especially caffeine that you drink pretty quickly. There was a Canadian study that found these energy drinks could even induce seizures in kids. So, that's a problem. Apparently in the UK, they're trying to ban sales of this to kids under 16. I think in America, you can't buy an energy drink if you're under 18. I have to double check. So, my suggestion is if you really, really need your energy, you gotta sip it, just like you do a cup of coffee. And coffee seems to have more health benefits. But we don't know all the crap that's in these energy drinks. And there's this big push to get more caffeine. Maybe a lot of us have attention deficit, and so we feel better. We feel more focused. I don't know. Maybe a lot of us are getting crappy night sleeps. But what if you sleep with oxygen the night before? Would you be more energized the next day and not need the caffeine? So I think we're treating a symptom when we do the energy drink, and I'm just as guilty. My Red Bull's only half empty, so the glass is really half full in my case. 1-877-DOCTOR-LA.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702 702-
562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're being told that sextortion scammers are blackmailing people by threatening to send videos of them watching porn to their list of contacts. This is being reported by security experts and in Daily Mail. They say more than 24,000 poorly spelled emails have been sent in an attempt to defraud people and who are told to send money to Bitcoin wallets owned by cyber criminals. The security company behind the study clarified that scammers do not have an explicit video or your contact list and advise people not to comply with their email. The scam is laid out in a report released by California-based security company Barracuda. Fraudsters send emails to computer users with a password they have used in the past, that has been made public during a data leak. The scam, which started in July, claims that your computer has been infected by a remote access Trojan, which the email calls a remote desktop tool. Victims are then told that they have been recorded watching explicit videos on their computer and that the footage will be made public if they don't comply. The scammers then threaten that they will have your contact list from your email and social networking accounts before demanding a ransom is paid. One woman who spoke to Barracuda under the condition of anonymity told them that the scammers had sent her three emails over the month in October. She said they contained her passwords that were all very old, but in an exchange with her, the scam artist said it didn't matter because they had been controlling their computer for years. Now, I don't watch porn. I don't. A lot of us don't, but there are some people that do. They don't use their phones. They don't use their work, but in the privacy of their own home, they use their computer. I was playing Fortnite, so I don't think I'd want anybody to see that. I mean, it's scary that somebody can claim they have access. And even if these guys don't, I still think it's possible. The passwords they have are legitimate and were most likely obtained through an anti-public combo list, they say. It's a database of more than 500 million username and password pairs that have been leaked as part of a number of high-profile data breaches at firms like Yahoo and Equifax. Now, according to Barracuda, the scam is still active. The countries that are affected are the U.S., China, Australia, Canada, and the U.K. Now, the scam has been unsuccessful because there's poor spelling and grammar in the emails. So that is a common sign of a phishing-based scheme. Now, a software engineer at Barracuda told Fox News that better spelling in English could increase the effectiveness of the scams in general. He warned that people should remain vigilant. They said while this particular scam has been largely ineffective, the overhead is quite low for these scammers, as they simply need to send emails to addresses on publicly available lists. So this idea that anything you have can be made public still keeps pervading. Didn't they say that the journalist that was killed at the Saudi Arabian consulate, they could hear how he died on his Apple Watch? What is our Apple Watch recording? I mean, we are constantly being watched. I don't want to say I'm a conspiracy theorist. You know, my husband and I, for our honeymoon and for the holidays, we take the kids usually, we got a great deal on a small cruise, okay, in the Caribbean. There's great deals now. I mean, it's cheaper than going to a place domestically in the United States. That's how reasonable these cruises are. And so my husband was talking to me about excursions. Well, then I go on my phone to do something, and boom, an excursion pops up, an ad. These phones are listening. One of my friends was talking to me about her getting facial hair wax. Then she goes on her computer, and she says, Dahlia, look at this, and boom, facial hair electrolysis ads coming up on the computer. Very, very scary. So if you do anything, go potty, have sex, go on your computer, stalk people, whatever you do, there's going to be some, shall we say, evidence of that. So what should you do? Well, they say make your authentication process two-pronged wherever possible. A lot of websites are now offering duo identification. Now, that is really inconvenient for a lot of us. I can't tell you how nice it is for me to go shopping. If the credit card's in the system, just click and move on. I don't have to go and find my credit card and retype my number. And the only reason why I've okayed that on some sites is because I'm already inputting my credit card in there. I figure, you know what? It's already there. I would have never put my credit card number or my social onto a computer years ago. Now, we seem to do it all the time for things. I think I had to apply for my son's scholarship or whatever. They needed a social. My birthday, nothing's private anymore. But there is a dual identification that will allow you to have that double sense of security where you log in, but then let's say you got a button on your phone. My problem with that is you lose your phone, you can't access what you need to. And that's one of our biggest fears. And they say secure the phone. Avoiding public Wi-Fi. Installing a screen lock. That helps stop hackers. They say some fraudsters have begun to immediately discount secure phones altogether, installing anti-malware. Subscribe to alerts. So whenever there's suspicious activity. And then, again, be very careful when you're doing transactions online. Now, speaking of phones, this is interesting. We hear that Apple is cutting the production of their iPhone XR because of poor demand. Why? Because I think the phone is like $749. From what we understand, Apple has told its main smartphone assemblers to stop plans for additional production lines. The order to Foxconn and Pegatron may signal disappointing demand for the most affordable handset of their new iPhone lineup. That's according to Nikkei Asian Review, reported citing sources close to the situation. Apparently, the iPhone XR just hit the shelves. They say it first prepared nearly 60 assembly lines, but now it's using only 45 production lines, as its top customer said it does not need to manufacture that many by now. It's about a $749 phone. So they're going to produce less units. Maybe they're selling less. Instead, Apple is ramping up production of the iPhone 8 and the iPhone 8 Plus models. This is my biggest problem with iPhone. They get you all excited, right, for the new product, and they make your product look like it's worthless. And so then you end up feeling crappy that you have your however much. Didn't phones? Phones used to be cheap. You could go to a Ward's or a Sears and buy a $10 phone at your house. Now, they're like mini computers. So, yeah, they're expensive. So, anyway, its launch was supposed to be a lower-cost iPhone made up of aluminum. And so the $749 was supposed to be a budget phone, which is a discount from the $999 iPhone XS or the $1,099 XS Max. Really? These iPhones are that expensive? The 2017 iPhone 8 and iPhone 8 Plus, still cheaper, $600 and $700. Oh, I cannot even believe that. So what's the difference? Well, some are water resistant. Some have bigger screen sizes. They all have wireless charges. Some have optic zoom. Some have dual cameras. Some are the weight. But the big thing is the price. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, we're going to have a lot more to talk about. We got the election coming up. So all I could say is no matter what happens tomorrow, okay, just, I know many of you guys are going to be frustrated either way. Just be glad that you're an American and you're able to vote. I voted. I felt so good that I could vote. And just hope that somebody's looking out for us up there in heaven. And we won't do stupid no matter who wins tomorrow in the midterms. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.